It's 87 days to the 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. Good afternoon and welcome to the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra. In Kumasi, we are on Love 99.5 FM live on myjoyonline.com. In all 16 regions, we are on Gangai FM in Jirapa, Kekeli Radio in Ho, Bishara Radio in Tamale, live on X Spaces and on Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol, your clean fuel in full quantity. That's a Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. This afternoon, ban illegal mining now. The clarion call from the Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining, Christian Council, Catholic Bishops Conference, and Ghana Journalists Association as they unite in urging the president to declare a total ban on galamse.
We wish to state that Ghanaians can no longer tolerate the lip service of government of whatever color in the fight against galamse. We call for action not tomorrow but now and right from this.
I'll take you live to the joint news conference and also take you live to the Lands and Natural Resources Ministry, where the minister is meeting key government agencies to fashion a new approach towards the fight against galamse. Meanwhile, there's heavy mining ongoing along Ayamfuri Wasa Ekropon Road. We have a report for you. Also this afternoon, NDC flag bearer John Mahama says the country must take a decision to ban illegal gold mining, stating that despite the economic contribution of galamse, the environmental destruction it causes outweighs the benefits.
I've seen many countries with rivers containing gold, but due to their commitment to environmental purity and maintaining the rivers, they have chosen not to mine the gold.
Electoral Commission concludes its internal investigations over claims made by the NDC on the voters register and declares they have found no illegal vote transfer except in Pusiga, which they've resolved.
We tasked our team to go through all the transfers effected, find out if such a situation occurred.
And this is across the country?
Across the country. We have not found any.
And you didn't find any other legal transfer?
We did not find any. No, we did not find any other legal transfer.
We have details as the NDC doubles down on its demand for a forensic audit. We have sports.
Ghana Football Association begins the search for alternative venue abroad as CAF officially withdraws approval for the Baba Yara Sports Stadium.
And much later, we have our climate focus series. We head to Tamale, where a growing shift from motorbikes to cars is raising concerns about carbon emissions. Stay for that and more here on the Midday News. I am Emefa Apau. And this is your home of independent, fearless and credible journalism. We start with the hashtag no to galamse. Ban illegal mining now. And that's the clarion call from the Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining, the Christian Council, Catholic Bishops Conference and the Ghana Journalists Association. We have Labour also joining in. And they are united in urging the president to declare a total ban on galamse. The group are holding a joint news conference now to drum home the need for that particular demand. President of the Ghana Catholic Bishops Conference, Most Reverend Matthew Kwesi Jemfi, he says the galamse menace is due to the wickedness and greed of those involved.
The use of harmful chemicals such as mercury in illegal mining poses significant health risks, particularly for miners themselves and surrounding communities. These chemicals contaminate water sources and food supplies, leading to long-term health complications, including respiratory and neurological disorders, increase in renal and kidney diseases. And you go to our hospitals and you see how many people are on dialysis suddenly and within this short period of time. How can we, for instance, justify the rise in stillbirths, physical and biological deformities in newborn babies caused by such unscrupulous and selfish enterprise? Weak enforcement of laws. Despite the existence of environmental protection laws, their enforcement has been weak and inconsistent. Corruption. Complicity of political leaders. Some chiefs and a lack of political will have further exacerbated the problem, allowing illegal mining to thrive unchecked.
We can now hear from the General Secretary of the Christian Council, Cyril Fayose.
We demand that any individual, security service personnel, politician or chief found to be working to thwart the fight against illegal mining should be made to face the full rigors of the law. We wish to emphasize that Galamse has serious future health and economic repercussions for our country. It is therefore imperative for government to show strong commitment and roll out practical steps to end Galamse and start recovery of lands and water bodies that have been polluted by this evil.
Let me take you live to that particular joint press conference, and my colleague Kweku Asante is there for us. Kweku, so amongst the demands, we're hearing that they want a total ban. How soon do they want that to happen?
Well, the speakers have all been emphatic that government needs to act, and now the Media Coalition Against Galamse have been able to bring some key institutions in the country to join in this fight. We've heard from the Christian Council, the Catholic Bishops Conference. There's also the Executive Zuma Network, the Ghana General Association, Eco-Conscious Citizens, the Chamber of Mines, Small Scale Miner Association, and of course, organized labor under the banner of Trade Union Congress. And their demand is clear. They want government to act now immediately. Some of them speaking say they do not expect government to even act tomorrow. They expect government to act now, and they want citizens to rise and put the pressure on the president in particular, because as the executive and the government, they have all the resources to be able to clamp down on illegal mining and do so immediately.
Beyond the call, Kweku, before we get to that, beyond the call, really, for the ban now, are there any number activities lined up to ensure that happens?
Well, we expect that will be done. In fact, the announcement that we made earlier on that the Ghana General Association will read a speech on the specific demands and what exactly these bodies are going to do should government fail to act on these demands that is made. And so we expect that GGA, together with the Media Coalition Against Galamse, when it is their time to address this joint news conference, will lay out specifically what they intend to do. And we are already hearing that organized labor may be weighing and laying down their tools to drum on the demand to the government that they need to act and act immediately, and they should damn the political consequences, whatever they may be.
Well, is part of sustainability in the communities. Our husbands are in the gold mines. It's part of our responsibility as mothers and as nurturers, right? So there's a lot of work to do, not only the leaders, but us, ourselves as well. Thank you so much for having time to listen to me this morning. Thank you.
Please, let's give another.
And Kweku, we've just heard from someone who's just spoken. Tell us a bit more about who it was and what she's been saying.
Well, that is the Executive Zuma Network and also the rep from the Chamber of Mines. And they make the point that they do recognize the importance of mining to the local economy. But the damage that is being caused to the environment currently far outweighs that benefit that a country may be deriving from mining that is going on all over the place. And they are demanding particular action. With all these illegal mining going on in various forest reserves, they are demanding a blanket ban on all such small-scale mining, all these community mining. In fact, some of them have made the point early on that this so-called community mining is just a front for illegal mining Galamse. And they do not expect that the government will continue to issue new licenses to these persons to go into the forest, protected forest, to go and mine for gold. And so the general clarion calls that have been made here, in respect the thieves in particular, to drum home that argument that they may be willing to lay down their tools, just like they did to stop the state hotel sale. If government does not announce in the next few days some concrete measures that they are going to roll out to deal with illegal mining, they concede that there's no political will and that the specific measures that have been taken in the past have all failed because they were not backed with the adequate power to be able to end the illegal mining menace. And that is why they want the president to act, not tomorrow, but now, immediately, today.
Okay. We have another speaker. Let's cross over now.
Registered and licensed miners that have been granted license to operate as legitimate Ghanaians in the mining space. There's clear difference in small-scale mining and those who are perpetrating the illegality. Illegal mining is someone who is mining at areas where they have not been given concessions. Small-scale miners are not given concessions in forest reserves. anyone you see in the forest reserve mining without permits or with permits by prospecting and maybe box sampling, they are all perpetrating illegality. And these are not small-scale miners, because the law do not support small-scale miners to mine in forest reserves. Illegal mining is illegal mining. It can be carried out in both large, small, and in both large, like large-scale companies that have prospecting lease, who allocates or apportions some of their concessions for people to work as tributaries.
And that's a representative from the Small Scale Miners Association there, and that joint press conference currently ongoing, seeking a total ban on illegal mining in the country. We've been hearing from the Christian Council, Catholic Bishops Conference, the Ghana Journalists Association, and the Coalition of Media Against Illegal Mining. We'll also take their turn shortly, and we'll give you details as and when that happens. But let me take you live to the Lands and Natural Resources Ministry, where the Minister Samuel Abujinapo is holding a series of meetings with key government agencies, including regional ministers, to fashion a new approach towards the fight against illegal mining. My colleague Blessed Soga is there for us. Blessed, what can you tell us?
We've just seen a couple of ministers walk out, including the Volta Regional Minister, Dr. Yao Archibald Lecha, the Central Regional Minister, the Western, and that of the Ashanti region, Simon Ofe-Mensah. They would not say a word because the Ashanti Regional Minister is that they were invited by the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources. Simon Ofe-Mensah says he would not say a word to join news because all the terms for which the engagements happened were under the auspices of the Lands and Natural Resources Ministry. So we're still waiting for an official communication from the ministry to inform the way forward and possibly what the outcome of today's meeting has been.
Okay, thank you very much. That's my colleague Blessed Soga trying to glean what really happened in that particular meeting between the regional ministers and the Lands and Natural Resources Ministry, Samuel Abujinapo. We know that there's other meetings with other key stakeholders on this particular matter. But I'll take you back as and when to that particular joint press conference. But the NPP flag bearer, the NDC flag bearer, I beg your pardon, John Dramani Mahama, says we must decide to ban alluvial gold mining. He emphasized that despite the economic contribution of Galamsey, the environmental damage it causes, especially to Ghana's water bodies, is not worth the cost. Speaking during a media encounter to wrap up his campaign in the Bono region, he bemoaned the destruction of water resources caused by illegal alluvial gold mining, which is a method of extracting gold from riverbeds.
Since you must just take a decision, say alluvial gold, not yet, because me who am I here?
We must make a decision not to mine our alluvial gold, because I've seen many countries with rivers containing gold, but due to their commitment to environmental purity and maintaining the rivers, they have chosen not to mine the gold. If we also make this decision, we should refrain from mining the alluvial gold and simply leave it.
We'll do an audit of the concessions. Why not concession? No one.
We must also audit all the mining concessions and hold people accountable for what happens on these concessions.
We must hold the person responsible for whatever happens on your concession.
That's former President John Dramani Mahama. Now, illegal miners have taken over the main Ayamfri Wasa Ekropong Road, digging and mining heavily, contrary to mining regulations in the Western region. The Minerals and Mining Act 2006, Act 703, prohibits mining within settlements. Well, Section 15 of the Act also outlaws mining in an area within 15 meters or 50 meters from a public road. But miners in some of the Wasa towns are breaking the law with impunity. Erastus Asaridonko reports.
The Minerals and Mining Act prohibits mining in settlements and in areas 50 meters from a public road. But in these Wasa towns of the Western region, local authorities have allowed one of the worst examples of lawlessness in mining.
This is not Galamsey. This is just some dig and wash. We don't have any links with the DCs. There are many types of Galamsey. We have ones that require the involvement of a DC. But with this, even if you call the DC, he will say, leave them. They are just looking for chop money. The real Galamse is ahead of you at Japa.
Huge pits, active with excavators and other mining equipment, have taken over the main Dunkwao Iron Free Road. Settlements in towns like Wasan Twintuna, Japa, and Wasa Adiemra have turned into mining sites. At Wasa Dadieso and Japa, we noticed a free-for-all unhinged Galamse endorsed by local authorities. Huge pits and artisanal washing bays line up the iron-free Akrupong Road, actively processing gold. The poisonous residue from their illegal activity flows into the environment, into settlements, and by the public road. Some illegal miners who were seen mining by the main road at Wasan Twintuna justified their actions.
Mind your business as you are working. Has anybody stopped you? Why should we stop? This is what we do, and we don't have anything to do with the government. Should we pull guns to go on robbery for money? We work hard for our daily bread. We don't want to steal. We don't have any other option.
Reporting for Joy News, Erastus Asaredonko, Kumasi.
We stay a while longer on issues about the environment and climate. It's time for our climate focus, and we'll take you to Tamale, the capital city of the northern region, where for years motorbikes have been the preferred mode of transport for many residents. But lately, there's been a significant shift towards car ownership. In this story, Mahmoud Mohammed Nuruddin explores the implications of this trend on carbon emissions and why motorbikes remain a more convenient and environmentally friendly option.
Motorbikes have long been essential in Tamale's transportation landscape.
It doesn't contaminate the environment as compared to vehicles. That is why I use motorbike instead.
The economic crisis, I think riding a motor is more cheaper than using a car, depending on your movement.
However, with increasing car ownership, Tamale's roads are becoming more congested and carbon emissions are on the rise. Here is Rufai Mohammed Hafiz, the Assistant Programs Officer at Environmental Protection Agency in the Northern Region.
Emission of carbon monoxide from vehicles in Tamale is a great concern to Environmental Protection Agency. And the reason is simple. We know that carbon is a key driver to the global warming. And once there is increase in global temperature, and for that matter, there are no partitions in the global airspace, Tamale, Ghana, will be impacted.
Let's look at the numbers. A motorbike emits averagely 0.1 kilograms of carbon dioxide per kilometer, while a car emits averagely 0.2 kilograms of carbon dioxide per kilometer. That is twice the amount of carbon emissions. Professor Thompson Ano is a senior lecturer at the Department of Meteorology and Climate Science at Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology.
Your carbon footprint depends on the engine capacity that you are having. So if you have a 2-liter engine capacity combustion engine, you are going to give a less emission of carbon dioxide than somebody who is having a 3.5 liter combustion engine, if all other things being equal.
So what can be done to promote sustainable transportation in Tamale? Rufai again.
If automobiles are depending heavily on fossil fuel products, petrol, diesel, certainly, at the end of combustion, what will come out will be what? Carbon. But if we are using clean energy sources, like renewable energy sources, electric vehicles, electric motorbikes, I think to some extent, carbon emission will be reduced. It's for us to go to switch to use of electric car, electric vehicles, electric motorbikes, which to some extent are environmentally friendly.
Climate Focus is brought to you by Joy News in partnership with Youth Bridge Foundation and the Climate Development Knowledge Network.
From Climate Focus series, we'll take you back to hashtag No to Galamse, and that joint press conference is currently underway, and currently addressing the press conference is the president of the Ghana Journalists Association. Let me take you live there.
The Ghana Water Company Limited sounded a desperate alarm. And I read, pollution from illegal mining has forced them to shut down critical water treatment facilities. Communities living near the Desu River, a crucial source of water lifeline for Accra and flowing from the eastern region, are crying out about illegal miners destroying the Desu. At the same time, the authorities permit and fail to act swiftly in the face of this injustice after several reports. Along the Ankobra, Broom, Pra, and Tano rivers, what was once clear and life-sustaining is now highly polluted, exposing households who have no choice but to drink from this polluted, contaminated waters to severe health risk now and in the future. In the Itua forest, illegal miners are brazenly tearing apart this natural treasure, destroying not only our environment, but also the hopes of future generations. Broad daylight robbery without fear or consequences. Drive from Accra to Kumasi and you witness the heartbreaking destruction of Osino Township, a once thriving community now reduced to a shadow of its former self. Just 2 weeks ago, these miners invaded Konongo, another town falling prey to this relentless devastation. Bear in mind, this is the town where a pregnant woman just attending Nature's Call in 2023 lost her life. And another man in 2024 also died in another Galamsey pit. The less said about the development in Asengregwa, the better. Critical roads and transport infrastructure at Enyim, Enchi, and parts of the Western region are under threat of collapse.
And that's the GJA president there, Albert Jumfo, there giving an outline of what has happened so far. We're hoping to hear what exactly the GJA is also hoping should be done about the situation. Already, the Christian Council, Catholic Bishops Conference, the Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining, all asking for an immediate ban on illegal mining. This is the Midday News here on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra. In Kumasi, we're on Love 99.5 FM, also myjoyonline.com. Live on X Spaces on Facebook, made possible by Petrosol Platinum Energy. Energizing dreams. So return from the break. We have sports and we're just learning that the Ghana Police Service has given the all clear for the NDC to go on that demonstration on the 17th of September asking for a forensic audit of the voters register by the Electoral Commission. We also get to hear from the EC which says they've done investigations and of course there are no issues with the voters register.
We tasked our team to go through all the transfers effected, find out if such a situation occurred.
And this is across the
across
country?
Across the country. We have not found any that.
And you didn't find any other legal transfer?
We did not find any other. No, we did not find any other legal transfer.
When budgets are tight and money difficult to come by, you want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricants. Drive to a Petrosol station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricants and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity.
The luckiest
stars, everyone to us.
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah. The luckiest
stars, everyone to us.
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers. The luckiest
stars, everyone to us.
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah. The luckiest
stars, everyone.
You could be the luckiest.
Let's do sports now. Mubarak, what do we have?
Yes, Emma. So the Ghana Football Association will inform CAF of where it intends to host the Black Stars game against Sudan in October in the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers. This follows the decision of CAF to withdraw their approval of the Baba Yara Sports Stadium, a facility they say does not meet the required standard. Victor Achutamaklu has more of what it means for Ghana.
You've had it coming for a long time now. For now, the sports ministry has to find the money to cover the cost of air travel for the match contingents, pay per diems, winning bonuses in dollars, because the game is no longer happening in Ghana. And because we're not going to have the over 40,000 spectators that normally would have thrown to the Baba Yara Sports Stadium to support the team, there is also the small matter of whether or not to pass funds to go to wherever the Ghana Football Association settles on to support the Black Stars of Ghana.
Yeah, so that's Joy Sports Victor Achutamaklu with that analysis. Back to you, Emma.
Thank you very much. Let's head to the election headquarters.
Election headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, German Ozon Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, and Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging the gap for positive youth development.
And this afternoon, the Electoral Commission says it has concluded its internal investigations into NDC's allegations of illegal vote transfer and has concluded there's no merit in the claims of the opposition party. Well, the NDC has been demanding a forensic audit of the voters' register, and they've mentioned that they're going on a nationwide protest on the 17th of September. We're hearing that the police are just giving the all clear for that to happen. James Savage is live at the Electoral Commission headquarters, where five more candidates are expected to file nominations at the Electoral Commission today. Before we get into the nominations, James, there have been that announcement that indeed all clear, the green light is on for the NDC to demonstrate on Tuesday.
Yes, MFR. So that is from the General Secretary of the party, Fifi Fiavikwete, who just left the EC headquarters a while ago. He came here with the Accra Regional Police Command. He said they've come to make an inspection and agree on the modalities of their a protest that will be coming on Tuesday, where they will be setting up to engage party supporters as well as the media when they come to the EC headquarters. And so they themselves, together with the police, have come to do the inspection, and all is set as far as the police is concerned for the Tuesday activity.
Okay, and then in terms of nominations?
In terms of the nominations, we are expecting five aspirants to file their nominations. None have been able to file yet, but we're still looking forward to Alan Kojo Tremating, Kofi Kranting, Alhaji Frimpong of the NDP, Sessing Tim Ejako, as well as Citizen Atudazi of the GCPP. The Electoral Commission, in some few minutes, would also be addressing the media on their response to that NDC protest that is coming up on Tuesday.
Okay, but ahead of that, a press conference, we've been hearing from the Director of Electoral Services at the EC, Benjamin Banobio.
It's a political party, and a political party, it is one of our critical stakeholders. As a party, they have the right to demonstrate, but it must be done according to law. If you have issues and you want to present to our office, we have no problem. We accept them, but we want to encourage them to ensure that civility prevails so that it doesn't turn out into something. All that they are looking for, as they claim, is for a credible voters' rule. And as I indicated, the Electoral Commission is for that.